There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Eric, and this is Listen to Sleep. Quiet stories and meditations to help you find a little peace at bedtime or anytime. I had such a great weekend. Joe and I went down to the Bay Area to celebrate our friend Fernando's 90th birthday. It was a beautiful day for a party out in his backyard, and I got to see lots of folks that I hadn't seen in a while. Fernando was a mentor for me when I met him 30 years ago, when I was in my early 20s, and he was about the age I am now. I was going through a difficult time in my life, and he opened his heart and his home to me and let me move into his spare bedroom while I got back on my feet. He was the first person to introduce me to a spiritual life that was based on kindness. He's always been like a grandfather to me and a friend, and it was so wonderful to celebrate his 90th birthday with him. Freddie, if you're listening, thank you again for everything you've done for me and so many others. We love you. I also heard back from some of you this week saying that you enjoyed the new monthly newsletter that I sent out last week. Thank you for taking the time to write and let me know. I'm really enjoying writing the newsletter and getting to stay in better touch with everyone through email. So if you haven't signed up for the newsletter yet, no worries. You can sign up for free on the website. And when you do, you'll get a 30-minute recording of the creek behind the cabin and a sleepy audiobook as thank you gifts. Just go to listentosleep.com or click the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for all your support. And if you'd like to support the podcast with a small monthly subscription, you can do that for as little as $3. And for your support, you'll get the new episodes of the podcast a day earlier without any ads or introductions. And you'll also get an immediate download of the entire audiobook of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. You can get all this and the other longer books that I read serially on Listen to Sleep Plus on Wednesday nights when you support the podcast for $5 a month. Subscribing to Listen to Sleep Plus gives you access to all the chapters of the books I've read so far, like Peter Pan, Winnie the Pooh, and many more. Plus, you get a new chapter from the current book I'm reading every Wednesday. This week, we're starting a new book, and it's a surprise. For more information about all of this, you can go to listentosleep.com or just click the link in the show notes. Okay. Because I am still feeling so grateful for the wonderful weekend I had celebrating Fernando's birthday, I want to do a meditation on gratitude today. Let's start with a deep breath in and out through the mouth like you're blowing out through a straw slowly. Just letting go of the day, feeling the weight of gravity gently pulling you down. Another deep breath in and out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. This is your time, quiet time. Let's take one more deep breath in and out. And just allow your breath to settle in to a nice, easy rhythm. Allowing the breath to breathe naturally. Not trying to change it. Just accepting the natural rhythm of the breath. Just allowing yourself to feel gratitude, to be here, resting and breathing. We can all get so busy that it's hard to remember that all we really need to do sometimes is just breathe. And here we have an opportunity to pay a little more attention to the breath. Just gently bringing our awareness to each inhale and each exhale. Allowing a natural calming rhythm to take over. Thank you. just settling in to a deep state of relaxation. Now let's take a moment to allow the mind to drift back through your day. Just letting the day wash over you from the moment you woke up until this moment right now. Letting yourself disconnect from any lingering sense of responsibility or any stress about how the day went or about how tomorrow might go. Just remembering that we're here to be grateful for the day. And maybe softening the shoulders, softening the forehead, the area around the eyes, softening the jaw, just allowing your mind to drift back on moments from your day. Who did you come in contact with? Who was the first person you saw today? Who was the last person that you saw today? Think about the moments you spent together with people, if you were with people today. Did you smile today? Did something leave you feeling happy, fulfilled, satisfied? Think back on your day, and as you recall these moments, take a moment now to express gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the things that seem wrong or upsetting in life. With so much going on in the world, it's easy to forget that we are all human. And just by connecting and expressing a little gratitude, we can be with each other in a way that lifts each other up, simply by listening and being present. Sharing our stories and our experiences with others is a gift. And being able to do that is worth being grateful for. Give your mind free rein to go back over your day and find things that you feel grateful for now. Just let your thoughts drift as they will. And when you think of something that you feel grateful for, take a moment and let that feeling sink in. Now, connecting with the body, think of everything that your body has done for you to keep you safe and healthy today. All the processes that go on in the background, like the breath that we don't normally have to think anything about, but keeps us alive and supported. Just being grateful for everything that your body has done for you today. No judgments, just gratitude. Think about the memories that you made today. Did something happen today that you'll remember in a year, 5 years? Was there something notable that you experienced? A small gift, a great meal, a beautiful sunrise or sunset? What did you experience today that you're grateful for, that you can carry with you? Again, just allowing the mind to wander as it will. To any prominent emotions you experienced today. Whether it was pleasant or unpleasant, in this space, being grateful that we get to experience it all. We wouldn't know joy if we didn't experience sorrow. Each emotion contributes something to our story. What was your story today? And if your emotions become overwhelming, just bring yourself back to your center. With the breath, simply bringing your awareness to the breath, returning to the now for a few moments, and then exploring your emotions again when you're ready. Feeling thankful and grateful for each emotion you experience. Finally, expressing gratitude for all the skills that you have. Everything that we utilize in our daily life, but often take for granted. What are you good at? Maybe it's solving problems, or using logic. Or maybe you call on your creative side, or channel your compassionate nature to help someone else. Take a moment to appreciate these gifts and know that your skills that come from within grow each and every time you use them, and that they become a part of your experience. Allowing yourself to be grateful for this experience. And now, let's come back to the present moment, letting go of the thoughts of the day. Right here, right now, in this moment, there's nothing to do, nowhere to go, and no one to be. You're here to rest. Take a moment to sense into your body and feel if there's any tension or tightness anywhere. See if you can just soften those areas. Take some of your feelings of gratitude and just let them wash into those tense areas with each breath in. And with each breath out, let the tension just wash away. Breathing in fulfillment and gratitude. Just allowing yourself a sense of deep satisfaction. Whether you accomplished everything you set out to today or not, it doesn't matter. You showed up. Right now, just allow yourself to slow down and rest. Letting the breath breathe itself, sinking deeper into relaxation. Breathing in acceptance and gratitude. Breathing out, feeling relaxed and peaceful. Feeling grateful for this time. Time to rest. And I feel very grateful that you spent this time with me today. When we spend time taking care of ourselves and helping to take care of others, we make the world a better place. Thank you for your practice.